You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That's where you go and get a great hot tub. So awesome. They have a financing event that's happening next month. You cannot miss. If you've been thinking, oh, that sounds so fun, having a hot tub, oh, that sounds amazing. 0% interest for 60 months. It's like your own personal spa without the luxury price tag.
Tell the 7 o'clockers what happened this weekend.
I had my first hot tub party.
Bunch of people of Marin in her hot tub.
Yep. Keys were passed out later.
Oh, my God. That is not true. I'm sorry.
Who knows what
Creative
happened?
Creative Energy, don't listen to these people. They don't know. It was very sedate. Everyone was fully dressed. No keys were exchanged. You should check out your own personal spa. Do with it what you will. Once it's in your backyard, you can do whatever you want with it. So, and 60 months interest-free. 0% interest. Incredible. Visit creativeenergy.com. The end. I'm going to start with this story. Okay, so last week, we heard a story about the drummer for Motley Crue. His name is Tommy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Lee is a star outside of that. As in, people just know this guy. Like, he's known for being the drummer for Motley Crue. He's also known for the Pam and Tommy sex tape.
He did a TV show. I think it was called Tommy Goes to College or something.
Yes.
And he actually went to, I think it was in Nebraska.
And went to school.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I mean, he's done a bunch of stuff. So he's not, you're right. He's not just.
I think he's on, like, maybe on OnlyFans. Didn't we hear that?
That's what you told us.
Yeah, he's.
I didn't check.
Got a really large man area.
Right.
Famous for that. Also famous for, he would get on his drum kit and strap in. And then they would take him up and do like a Ferris wheel,
mm-hmm.
where he would just be completely upside down playing drums. It's really cool, you know. He's a good drummer.
Well, it's a show.
Sure, yes.
Put on a show for us.
Right. Pyrotechnics.
All right, so now what?
Singing, dancing.
Now what's
his
problem?
So he marries this lady named Brittany Ferlin.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, I don't know how long they've been married, but she was like in her early 30s. I think she's like 38 now. So she's in her early 30s, then they get married.
And she's an influencer, right?
She is. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. And they've been together for a few years. The last we had heard of them, I want to say somebody like a coyote got into their backyard and grabbed one of their dogs and was trying to get out of the yard with it. Do you remember this?
I don't.
Or could it have been like a bobcat or something? It was crazy. Like, they come, there's video from their like house security system where, you know, the dog gets grabbed, a tiny little dog, and they just let it out to pee or whatever. And they're freaking out and running around the backyard.
It was a coyote.
Oh, it was a coyote.
Yeah.
And they got the dog back.
They were able to rescue the dog.
So, and that's the last I heard of them.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's always some story about him showing his junk on camera or showing, you know, I think he flashed his butt and you could just like all the stuff was hanging down in between. It's just, you know, that's like the kind of thing that you hear about him.
Well,
right. Yuck is right.
He's in the band Motley Crue.
So Last week, I think Thursday or Friday of last week, we hear that Brittany Ferlin and he, Tommy Lee, have broken up. Like something's happened. She's moved out of the house. She's been out for like 2 weeks and they're separated. That happens to people. That's not confusing. You know, people get to a point in their relationship, they take time or they're just done, whatever. But I'm reading like five different versions of what is happening here. And then she's got her own version as well. Basically, it sounds like it was a catfishing thing. Or the person who did it is saying it was a catfishing thing. But this is, yes.
Wait a minute. Last week you told us that Tommy Lee, who famously had said, I was drinking at one point a gallon of vodka a day.
Yes.
And then he was saying that as a person who'd now stopped drinking. Mm. And didn't you tell us last week he's back on the sauce and that's why she split?
That is what she said when we first heard this.
Okay.
So then it turns out that there is a guy by the name of Ronnie Radke. He is the front man for Falling in Reverse.
Okay. Ronnie Radke.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that band, and I don't know that guy.
I've heard the name of that band, but no, I do not know this guy. So, in a TikTok video that was posted on May 17th, were you able to clean it? There's a lot of F words in this. Do you have a little chunk of this?
Yeah, I've got it. It needs some setup, though.
Okay. So, in this TikTok video, Brittany Ferlin, this is Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee's wife, estranged wife right now, she revealed that during a challenging period in her six-year marriage, she engaged in Snapchat conversations with an individual she believed to be Ronnie Radke.
Flirtatious stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
She later discovered it was a catfish. It wasn't Ronnie Radke and expressed regret over the situation.
Because it wasn't Ronnie Radke or because she shouldn't have done that at all?
It sounds like she felt like she shouldn't have done it, and it was because it was catfishing and it was revealed. But it turns out it might not have been catfishing. It might be this guy.
Oh. All very confusing.
It is very confusing. So she may or may not have been catfished. No matter what, if it is Ronnie Radke, she's pissed. And apparently there have been three cease and desist and threats from Tommy Lee coming this guy's direction. He's all like, what? I don't know anything about this.
She told Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tommy went crazy and started messaging this Radke guy. And then
the Radke guy is like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then he posts the thing where he was having a conversation with her and saying that she, is this the part you have?
The setup on this is that she's introducing the voicemail from Ronnie Radke.
This is the actual Ronnie Radke.
Yeah, because she said he had sent her a note saying, I don't know who you are. I didn't even know you followed me on Instagram, blah, 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 blah.
And whoa, big time, huh?
She's saying, no, that's not true because of this. So we'll play it for you.
So this is, I just want to prove the inconsistencies here. I never knew she followed me on here and then sends me a message saying, we've been keeping track of you following me for weeks. And we've been talking about you to Manson's wife and
Marilyn Manson.
Jonathan Davis's wife. Bro, I don't care. I don't give a actual f-
This is the
and
message.
I never made a video, and I was never in a video. Don't you dare bring my name into this. You're a liar. You're stalking me. And we have weeks and weeks of, I mean, me and my girlfriend have been talking about this for weeks. I've been showing her you messaging me for weeks. We've been talking about this for weeks. We've been talking about it to Jonathan Davis's wife, to Marilyn Manson's wife for weeks. They all know about this, that you've been liking all my shirtless pictures, that you've been f***ing stalking me at the med spa.
Okay, and the last thing I want to address is that he said I stalked him at a med spa. A med spa that I've been going to for probably almost a year now.
So evidently there's a place where she gets Botox.
Okay.
A year doesn't sound that long.
Yeah.
But okay.
Like a year.
Yeah. And evidently he was walking out of the place and then said she was stalking him. Her assertion is that she liked posts because she likes people's, you know, if she follows somebody, she likes their posts. And that was what she was doing.
And he's shirtless. So of course she liked that.
Yeah. So, but it turns out they were like tracking her and everything. So it's...
Well, once you start getting cease and desist letters from someone... So, okay, so there's a few things that this could be. This could be that she got catfished by someone who was saying that they were Ronnie Radke. Although, why anyone would pick that name from a band nobody knows, I don't know. Or she really was getting messages from Ronnie Radke, and now, because he clearly has a girlfriend that he's talking about, he's in full denial of it. Or she's stalking him and trying to play it off like, I don't know this guy. I didn't follow him anywhere, because she doesn't want Tommy Lee to get mad, because that guy has beat women up. We know this. That is a thing. And he's drinking again, as she mentioned. So I am waiting to see how this all shakes out and what's real. But this was the sort of wrinkle that was added to it, because as you're right, as of last week, it was, I left him, his drinking's become problematic. This week, it's nobody knows what. Nobody knows what's going on here. Anyway, Radke, Ferlin, and Tommy Lee.
Have you seen Radke before?
I have not.
This is Radke. I'm going to try not to ruin
it. Oh, yeah. No, I did see that picture. Oh, so that must be. Yeah. So he is a guy who, I don't know. He reminds me of someone, but then he's got this weird tattoo right along his hairline.
Right, of thorns.
A crown of thorns.
And then he's got all his other tattoos.
It's like
tattoos,
a Pee Wee Herman looking face in a way.
Blacked out.
Oh.
So you can see his hands are all blacked out there.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I went to his Instagram to find the shirtless.
Oh, how does he look?
He's completely tatted, like you can't see any skin. Basically.
And is it all blacked out or just, oh, it's all black?
Oh, he's just blacked himself out.
So
people are doing that now.
Yeah. And she,
had enough of these.
She goes off on him. This is the part I played was like a minute of 7.5 minutes. So
it's
a very long video. But she's going off on him and how he's saying he invented blacking out tattoos. And it's like, you didn't invent blackout tattoos. Everybody does it. It
sounds unhinged. And the fact that they're saying...
Yes, they both sound unhinged.
Like, why are they yelling about this publicly, too? Like, okay, fine, you're having problems. Don't say anything about it. I get it. People are asking because they're famous people.
Well, I think he brought it up because of Tommy Lee. Because Tommy Lee...
So you're saying he's coming out and saying, Tommy Lee's coming after me.
Yeah.
Because he's been served some cease and desist stuff. Meanwhile, he's saying this person, his name is Ronnie Radke. He's the front man for Falling in Reverse. He's saying he's the one who's getting attention.
Yeah.
But he's being asked to stop. So anyway, he's trying to defend himself according to some of this stuff. She said, you need to stop discussing my marriage publicly. She was calling the situation embarrassing for both her and her husband. And he is saying, I'm just trying to clear my name. He's claiming Lee confronted him over the incident, leading him to go public to defend himself. So anyway, sounds fun, doesn't it?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure? Mm.
It's the kind of thing most people want no part of. You know, when someone says, I don't want no trouble?
Yep.
That's
one
of the
exact thing they're talking about.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Anyway, she's going on and on about it being a catfish thing, too.
I do understand where she's at. And I don't mean to defend her because I don't know her and I don't know, frankly, anybody in this scenario. But if he's back to drinking, she's bummed. Her life is a mess because she's... So if she's had to move out and is living in a hotel and trying to figure out what's next, maybe this was her step off into something else plan.
Maybe.
I've definitely known people who are masters at landing in the next spot before they've even finished the last thing.
Right.
And then it's just...
Don't worry. I got this.
It's clean. I got a new thing.
Yep.
I don't have to feel it.
Get it. I'm wiping.
And that is a thing, too. It's about not feeling the pain and the loneliness. You just go, I already got a new thing.
Yeah. But it turns out this new thing already has an old thing and isn't willing to give that up and is about to, you know, put up a big fight. Yikes. I'm dying to find out what's really going on there.
Well, we will find out, I'm sure. Someone will get to the bottom
of that. I certainly hope so. Thank you, the internet, for always figuring things out for us. We'll sit here and wait. Just let us know.
I hope he is able to find his way to rehab, because if he's drinking the way he said, he's going to end up dead.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, it never seems like that good of news for him. It, at the beginning of his relationship with this Brittany Ferland chick, it felt like he kind of had his ass together. They seemed, he looked clear-eyed, like for a minute.
But then his son and him started fighting. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And his son was saying, all he does is drink. Mm. And of course, Tommy was like, that's not true.
You're not with me all the time. How do you even
what,
know that?
What you'd say. But anyway, right. So I don't know if they've been able to put it back together, but I feel like him drinking is the first thing that's got to stop. Mm-hmm. Forget about the relationship and the marriage and all that, and just save yourself, dude. Yikes.
This is a weird story, and I wonder what you'll make of it. It's creative, but I feel like some of these cross the line a little. Like there's some PG-13 ones, and then there's some that are a little more. The national parks are so desperate for cash that they're hyping Megan the Stallion twerking videos. So here's how they start. This is specifically for Arizona's Petrified Forest National Park. So here we go. So what we're looking at here is Megan the Stallion on stage dressed in hot pink.
Here's the hard truth. Our parks are getting shafted by funding cuts, and Petrified Forest is feeling it hard. These ancient logs have been standing tall for 200 million years, but without your support, they might not stay that way. Want to keep our parks rock solid? Grab a parks pass, volunteer.
Okay, so now they go. They donate to the National Park Foundation. This is like one of the really calm ones. They start by getting your attention with the twerking.
Cheeks, right.
And then they're making constant double entendres about these petrified rock.
I feel like things. It's brilliant. I mean, is it wrong?
It isn't.
Okay.
But it's gets worse. It goes on and on. It's almost like they needed.
There's a couple I just couldn't.
Yeah. I can't play them on the air.
I can't play them on the air.
Oh, you mean they're too racy?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what's getting the attention is the racy stuff.
And that's why I'm doing the story, because I do feel like I've been to the Petrified Forest, and it's very boring. It's a very boring national park, but it is cool. They are trees that are now made of rock.
You've been there?
I have. And they're just rock formations that used to be trees.
You know, you totally didn't just help them right now. You said it's totally boring.
People should still go and see it. I remember it. I liked it. It is boring.
Here's one more. It's a little more racy.
Suffer from chronic lack of wood? Are you plagued by the unbearable burden of having seen logs that are way too soft? Well, suffer no more. Here at Petrified Forest National Park, we specialize in rock-hard ancient wood that's been stiff for over 200 million
years.
Where
are my butt cheeks,
years.
Though? Right. I mean, get back to the
video. That was
in
the beginning. We skipped over it.
Into a rock-solid experience that's guaranteed to petrify your senses. So come on down. Don't let another day of soft logs and weak resolve weigh you down.
Oh boy.
Visit Petrified Forest, where our wood is always hard.
No, they're trying. Lacking.
And remember, if you're
they're not wrong.
Soft,
I mean, we are showing you. That one was a little rough. They're showing pictures of the fallen logs and the chunks of wood that have turned into stone over the years.
I will say this from the video that they're showing. The best thing they showed was Megan's butt cheeks.
Yes.
There's no question that like if you're looking at a map and you go, well, I'm going to a forest. Which one do I choose? I'm not choosing that one.
Because it isn't a forest. It's just rocks.
Empty. Yeah.
It's from the Triassic period.
Yeah. And you just called it boring too, so.
It is boring. I hate to say it because it is cool to see and very educational. Like you learn about how over time the water that courses through leaves deposits and they harden and become rocks and thank you. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, it's someplace you should definitely go to and give your money to. And also Megan Thee Stallion has a new hot girl swim line, which is surprisingly conservative. Here are some of the bathing suits available. Looks like you can get a pretty small triangle for the top, but even the back is, I mean, that is more coverage than you're getting with most suits these days. It's surprising.
Well, you can still get suits with coverage. I just bought a couple, and they
have... I just wouldn't expect her to be selling them.
Yeah, they have multi...
choices for the bottoms?
For the shape of the bottom. From everything from barely there to full coverage. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely... I mean, it looks like you can make a couple adjustments on those tops, too, and actually cover the whole boob. She does not seem to want to do that.
She's trying to show under boob on purpose.
Right.
But she's smoking hot, so she can, you know, she knows what to do.
Yeah, she does seem to know what to do. Like, I don't know how you become an expert in twerking, but no one can do it like her. She has twerk-offs all the time. I mean, in my mind, she does.
Did you do the story that the guy who shot her ended up stabbed in jail?
Yes.
Did we do that?
We did that 14 times. And now Drake is saying that guy should be let out of jail. I'm like, shut up, Drake.
He's hitting Newsom up. Drake hitting Gavin Newsom up to let this guy out of jail.
Huh.
Yeah. He shot his friend in the foot because he thought he was cool. I don't like it. Anyway, Megan Thee Stallion. She's got her hot girl swim line. Colorful summer-themed photo shoot. Tom Cruise is in the news. Was there any audio for this story?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Fantastic. The Mission Impossible franchise may be coming to an end, but at the Final Reckoning premiere in New York, Cruise made us some promises.
Oh,
yeah.
Here you go.
Congratulations on this film. I know you said a couple of years ago that you would keep making Mission Impossible movies into your 80s. No, is that still true?
I actually said I'm going to make movies into my 80s. I don't know what. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
movies. Actually, I'm going to make them into my hundreds. I will never stop.
Listen,
never stop doing action. I will never stop doing drama, comedy, films. Yes. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, I'm always take a Tom Cruise movie.
Into his hundreds.
Yeah.
I love the positivity. Harrison Ford's going, yeah, all right, sure. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Well, Harrison Ford's in his 80s,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's doing things like shrinking in his 80s, which is a show. He's not actually physically shrinking. He's,
right.
You know.
Well, he probably is that too.
Probably.
Like he mentioned comedy. I like Tom Cruise is funny. He
Tom Cruise
do enough
is
funny.
Yes. He's funny in
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder is a movie that is so wrong. I can't even say it's so wrong. It's right. There's a lot of really wrongness in it, but it's so
wrong.
Funny. It's wrong and so funny.
Bad.
Yeah, we can never do that in Bob's movie reviews. Who's gonna pick the movies for Bob's movie club? Are we gonna take turns picking movies for everybody to watch, or are we gonna?
I feel like that's a question that she should answer.
I'm picking.
Oh, you're picking all the movies.
I make suggestions. Maddie already submitted one. And I said, we'll see.
I know. I'm like, because we've been talking about Final Destination a lot.
You know what?
I'm like, we should rewatch the first one.
I like a woman who takes charge. I'm fine with that. I was actually thinking of the ones I wanted you guys.
Club.
Yes, Bob's Movie Club. My bad. I don't even know why I asked.
If you get confused, just check the title.
All right. Bob, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's hard not to get attached. It really is.
I'm with her. I was, as you were like, what should we do? Should we? I'm like,
it's Bob the whole time. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
I got a bunch of stuff, including a sailboat accident, but also fake friends and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more.
Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm levitating. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Warren Show. Coming up at 8:05, we have your first chance to win tickets to our Drag Me to Brunch event at the WSF. Make sure you're here for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition. Help your community and the planet make a big impact when you separate your food scraps from trash and recycling whenever you see a 3-bin sorting station. Thanks for sorting it out.
Nice.
Thank you. For sorting out your recycling. It is nice. Mm. We have the 3 thing at my house, and we've figured out how to do it without it all getting maggoty too.
Yeah.
Mm. Took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Mm. It's gross.
I learned you can boil water to get rid of them.
Oh.
So I didn't have to. You don't have to spray any pesticides. Boiled water. Done. I haven't had to in a long time, back to my point, but for a minute there, I was boiling a lot of water.
Yeah.
Because it's green so bin. Gross.
Yes. Ugh. Like you didn't want to open it up. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this news broke over the weekend. A Mexican Navy ship lost power and hit the Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday.
Did you see the footage of this? It's so crazy.
I saw pictures before I saw the footage. I've got the footage here now, but it is a giant ship built in 1982, but it's supposed to look like a ship from the 1930s. Big, giant mass. And they're
all lit up like it was a party ship. And then they're saying it's like a naval training thing. It's so confusing. Like, why did this happen?
Well, what happened was the ship lost power. None of the sails were up. There were people standing on all those cross masts. And you could see when it hit the bridge that these cats were, some of them were strapped in.
Yes.
So they end up just hanging off the mast. Others ended up in the water. 2 people died. There were 277 crew members aboard. The ship is, the boat, whatever, is gigantic.
It is. It's huge.
Very big.
It's 3 big masts.
Uh-huh.
And the boat itself seems fine. I mean, the 3 masts all get clipped off at the top and fall over. But the boat seems to be, I mean, it's not running. Like you said, they lost power, but... which I guess is why they hit the bridge to begin with.
A Mexican Navy ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday. 2 members were killed. 2 crew members were killed, injuring over 20 others, half of them critically.
Mm.
A bunch of tourists were watching from shore, which is the video I have. You can see people sitting over on the dock there just watching it. And then it crashes and stuff starts breaking off and people start falling. Crew members were standing on the mast when it happened and were left dangling when the mast snapped. Officials said the ship was never supposed to go under the bridge. It lost power and drifted down the East River in the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
Again, there were 277 crew members on board, 20 injured, half of them critical, 2 dead.
It's like surprisingly spectacular because it's all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Officials also say the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge got banged up, but none of the damage was structural.
That thing didn't move. Like as you're watching it go under, it definitely seemed like, wow, that's a very strong bridge. That bridge looks like it'll be fine.
Yeah, well, we'll hear more about this, I'm sure. But for now, that's the latest.
It's so crazy.
And the video is really shocking.
Yes.
Also, the people just standing there like, move. Yeah. It's coming towards the dock and clearly doesn't have control.
Right. But it's a boat, though, so it's fine. Let's stay in the water, right? I mean, I'll be fine here at the edge of the water. What could possibly go wrong?
Move, silly. Fake friends.
Oh, what about
you? Got
them?
Any of those?
Yeah.
You do?
Sure. People that you're friendly with, but they're not, I don't know. Is that a fake friend?
I'd call that an acquaintance.
Yeah.
I don't think that fake friends can be fun when you're young and they're imaginary.
Oh, an imaginary friend.
When you're an adult, fake friends can be toxic. How do you know if you're one, if one of your friends is fake? There's a list online of warning signs. Here's what you look out for.
Oh, so for this isn't friends. You're not faking it. This is they're faking it with you.
Right.
Okay.
If you feel like your role revolves around pitying the other person.
Yes.
Like you're
the person who cries to you on the regular.
And you're their shrink.
And you have to sit there and listen and try to offer condolences and help. Oh, that person.
I don't always think that's a fake friendship. I do think that's a personality type. And yep. They might really like you and they might really appreciate you. But if you were to say, you know what? I had a hard day and I really want to talk to you about it. They probably won't have time for that.
Yeah, I got to go. I was going to talk about my things. So that's, I'm going to find someone who will do that.
That's the personality type that's that I believe.
Right. Me.
And, you know, you can certainly not take their calls.
Yep, that's true.
You get to decide when the friendship is on their terms. They only want to talk when it's about them, convenient for them, or will benefit them in some way. That's another, I feel like those two things are very similar. When friends keep secrets that affect your life, like knowing something questionable about someone you're dating and not telling you.
Oh.
Well, that's a tough
rough. That's
one.
A hard decision to make sometimes.
That's a person in a position, a real pickle.
That is where you know a real friend from a fake friend, because your real friend says to like your husband or your boyfriend, you're telling her or I'm telling her. There's no me not telling. I'm not going to pretend that that's not happening. We're too close for that.
If you know for sure, I agree with you there. But I would say there was a time I drove out to the OB to check surf one time.
Yeah.
This was 5 years ago or something like that. I stop at the coast and I'm looking out over right where the cliff house is.
Yeah.
And I see my lesbian friend's wife with some other chick. So I see her and I'm all, is that her? And I wasn't sure. But then I was sure. You know what I mean? Like, I hope it's not her, but it is her. I'm pretty sure it's her. And then there's another lady there. And that's not my lesbian friend.
And are they like,
and they're lesbian married.
Yes. And are they like hugging?
They're not. They didn't do anything where I can say, aha! But it didn't look correct. It looked...
You had a feeling. I got a feeling.
It just was, but I didn't say anything. And then later I found out that, well, now they're getting divorced, but that was part of a string of incidents, apparently, that had been happening. Some of it was... I think some of it happened before they decided to be open married, and then they became open married, and it continued, of course. But it was just one of those scenarios where later I went... I knew it. I saw it. I knew it, but I didn't know it.
Did you say something?
I didn't say
Christina?
Something. No.
You just kept it to yourself.
I just shut the hell up. And then later, when I found out all the stuff, I said, you know what I saw one time?
And what did she say?
It was late. No, this was after they'd already.
Right. But did she say, like, why didn't you tell me?
No. It wasn't. They had a very tricky relationship and it wasn't. I didn't see.
Well, they go to open marriage. That's.
I didn't see anything that I could say for sure, but it didn't feel right. You know what I mean? So anyway, I don't always think you should talk unless you know for a fact.
Well, that's why I'm saying I would go to the person who was doing the cheating and say, you're telling her or I am. And then if they go, I don't know what you're talking about, I'll be like, I think you do. And here's my proof that I have. And then that way I confronted them.
But if your proof is... I had a really suspicious feeling when I saw you.
Someone starts to get fidgety, like you'd be able to tell.
Oh, so you're getting to the bottom of this.
I feel that I would have, if it was a close friend of mine, I would certainly want to, as painful as it would be, and as in trouble as you are as the deliverer of the message.
That's a problem. You bring this up and then suddenly it's like, no, that was her cousin.
Okay, great. Well, I was just trying to let you know. I felt like as a friend, I needed to let you know.
Yikes.
Yeah, don't be dating people around me unless they're the people I know you're dating.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
They never make time. These are how to spot fake friends. They never make time for you when they're in a relationship. Well, that's
hard, though. People get so into their relationships. And, you have to let them go for a while.
Yeah.
They'll be back.
Encounters with these fake friends leave you emotionally drained.
Oh, I have some draining friends.
When you find yourself avoiding them or constantly complaining about them. Mm. When you stop caring. Well, that's...
Maybe
that's
you're the fake
friend. Yeah.
Sometimes friendships just, you know, aren't built to last.
If they won't accept you for who you are and keep trying to get you to change yourself.
Well, they could mean well, though. Like, you know, Marianne and Sherry are always like, not that. Let's try this on.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm not wearing that. I mean, I'm so comfortable in my awesome hoodie that why would I want
to
wear that?
If they won't accept you for who you are and try to get you to change yourself, every husband's like, that's my wife. That's what she does all the time.
You know what you should do? Yeah, that's just a personality flaw. God, you should still accept me.
That's one of those things where you just go, man, can you just...
I'm not your friend, I'm your wife. Stop it.
Can you zip it?
You make it not fun. Okay. You make it
oh,
not
this
fun.
So fun.
You get all excited and you make it not fun.
John, it's a masterpiece. So well done.
Yeah.
And so perfectly put.
So great.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
Fact. Until the 1970s, insurance companies had vending machines at airport ticket counters, which sold life insurance policies in the event of a plane crash.
Say the date again?
Until the 1970s, insurance companies had vending machines at airport ticket counters, which sold life insurance policies in the event of a plane crash.
So it's specifically for the flight you were about to take.
It's just what
How
they call those boilerplate or
sounds
whatever.
That's great. I'd be like, great. But then unfortunately, I have the paperwork on me when I die in the plane crash. Like, they just get your money and then you have no recourse.
Wow. It's a good point. Yeah, yeah, no, you really got him there, didn't you?
Those lying liars, insurance companies, you've been bad from the beginning.
You got to thumbtack that to the wall at the airport.
I guess so. Yeah, if I die, check the bulletin board at the airport because I definitely thumbtacked my life insurance policy up there.
The Flintstones.
Oh, I love the Flintstones.
Promoted Winston cigarettes through its first two seasons with commercials that aired during the show of the characters smoking.
I feel like I remember that.
You do?
Hey, Barney. You coming over for some dino burgers tonight?
I don't remember that at all.
Brontosaurus burgers? Yeah, Fred, I'm going to stay over here with Betty and smoke my Winston cigarettes.
Hey, Freddy.
Most of Steve Jobs' wealth came from Disney, not Apple. When Disney acquired Pixar from him in 06, he got 7.4% of Disney, worth about $4.4 billion.
Damn. Man, rich people, they just keep being richer and richer.
He only had about $2.1 billion from Apple, but $4.4 billion from Disney. Mm. Oh,
and then he couldn't just go get the best medicine possible.
No, he did say he wishes he hadn't gone that route. You know.
Yeah. Do you think that that's when you think that way, you're like, I am, you know, I'm Steve Jobs. I'm special. I'm sure I'll be fine and I'll just do it my own way.
I don't know if he thought like that. But I do think that successful people, I believe this problem affects people at all levels of business.
Okay.
Successful people who've had success often are so full of themselves. Their ego is so gigantic that even in a scenario they look at and go, boy, that is a real losing situation, but I can make it work. I'm going to make that work. I can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And they get themselves into something, then they realize, oh, this thing's a mess. Do you remember, I don't know how in business it's viewed, but do you remember Marissa Mayer was,
yeah,
you
I
do remember her. Clearly.
She was
a Gmail or a Google, like one of the higher ups at Google.
Yes.
One of the, I don't know what number employee, but in early. Then she took a look at Yahoo and said, I can fix it.
Yeah. They were like, we'll make you the CEO. And she was like, I'll do it. I'll come over there and I'll fix everything.
And that lady did nothing but struggle against that losing proposition and ended up, I think, selling it to Verizon or something.
Right.
And
but don't worry. She's a CEO. So she was super rich.
She did fine. But what I'm saying is there's a person who looked at something and went, in every way, this is probably a bad call. But
But it's me. So I can fix it.
I can do it.
Everything I touch turns to gold.
Okay, man. You say so. It probably did work out for her just fine because she was already filthy rich to begin with.
See if you can find an example of her laughing. I feel like I'm nailing this.
You are.
Thank you.
And those examples are everywhere.
Oh, great. Good. Oh, I know we had some.
What's her name again? Marissa Mayer?
Marissa Mayer. Mayer.
Oh, Mayer.
With I have it. In hold on. ER, wait, not... hold on.
I have it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a solid laugh right there. That's like a crazy town laugh. Like, no, everything's fine. I love it. I like it a lot.
Good point.
Oh,
our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys.
What?
415 says, that was back when your significant others would drop you off at the airport and actually escort you to your gate.
Oh.
And that's true. That is, all that changed, and we've just completely forgotten that you would be waiting outside the gate as people exited the plane to greet them. Hey!
As soon as they get off the plane.
No more of that. But, you know, there was a time where that was...
You'd walk the person in. Hey, I'm going to go buy an insurance policy. You want to... Here you go. Here's the paperwork. Off you go. All right, fine, insurance companies. You get away with it this time.
When I was 9... Yeah. I don't know if this is going to go well. Maybe I should proofread this. Okay, I won't. When I was 9, my mom flew to Germany by herself to visit family, leaving my two sisters, my dad, and me at home. Keep going.
Yeah.
I'll keep going. Uh-oh. She and my dad decided at the airport to buy life insurance. She got home fine. Oh, well, it ended well.
Oh, phew. Woo.
That's not the ending I wanted.
What do we do?
What?
Oh, of course it's the ending you want. They all live. They live happily ever after.
Yeah.
925. Vinny is a fake friend. I'm not.
How is Vinny a fake friend? Oh, because he didn't tell. That's a, yeah, that's
well, know, this
you
wasn't,
made the call. You
this
made the
wasn't
call.
Someone that is like, I'm close with her sister and I'm close with the family and I like her very much. The gay married couple, I don't even know the other lady. That's the one I spotted.
I see.
And was like, yikes, I think that's who I think that is.
Right. I think you should have said something.
You think?
I wouldn't have been able to not to.
I didn't, but I didn't see something. It was a feeling.
Right.
And I didn't want to get involved in somebody's thing.
Yes, sometimes that's, you know what? I'll say this. You're not a fake friend. You weren't a close friend.
Right.
And there is a difference. You clearly thought about it and you're concerned and you brought it up later. I don't know. Sometimes you do feel like that's really not my business. It's not my place. It's not my business.
When I brought it up.
It's hard though.
They'd been struggling. I never said any names, right?
No. Whew.
They'd been struggling and then they had opened the marriage up. And then when they were on the way to divorce and I mentioned what I'd seen, it was like that had been ongoing in their deal. Like they just couldn't find a way to keep it fun and exciting. And I was kind of like, you don't even have kids. Like, go party. What are you doing?
We're busy talking about things in bed.
What is it? I don't get it. But, you know, not everybody's meant to be forever and ever.
Our relationship went to die.
Lesbian bed death. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It happens.
Does it still?
I'm not a lesbian, so I don't know, but I'd like to think that it does.
Because we heard that term like 25 years ago and have held on to it ever since.
Because we went, what?
But maybe the lesbians are like, that's a myth.
Lesbians, our tech number is 800-400-3697.
Is lesbian bed death a real thing or not? What's coming up in the trash,
okay,
Sarah?
Okay, all right. Drag me to brunch, why don't you?
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.